Blackstone Audio presents Bino's Blues, a novel by A.W. Gray. This book is read by Joe Barrett. For Sarah Emily Gray. Little girl gone. Young lady coming up. Chapter 1. Harry stripped off his diving mask, pushed his sopping black hair out of his eyes, and squatted on his haunches. The balls of his feet sank into cool, wet canal bank mud as he watched the floating barge set its crane in motion. The chain clanked and straightened, its links rising from the murk in slow but steady progression, as Harry thought, "When do we get paid for this? And how am I going to keep the check away from Doris's fucking lawyer?" Jimmy sat nearby in the bank. "You're crazy for going down in that slop without wearing a wetsuit," he said. "You cut yourself once in a busted fender or bumper down there, you're going to need a tetanus shot." Jimmy wore a dark green rubber suit complete with hood. He was skinny as a sick man, his face pasty white, his feet encased in webbed flippers, and his ass sinking down in muck. Harry could have made up a lot of reasons he wasn't wearing a wetsuit, but the truth was that he thought he looked pretty beefcake for 40 in skimpy racing trunks, which he'd stolen during his 4-month stint on the U of Houston swim team before he'd flunked out of school 20 years ago. He had broad shoulders and just a hint of gut, and his hairpiece was both water-resistant and super undetectable. Nonetheless, he'd sound pretty silly giving the real reason he wasn't wearing a wetsuit with nobody to hear him but Jimmy and those 4 Houston cops standing around. No woman would be hanging around this nasty old ship channel, even with the chance of running into a stud like Harry. Harry was afraid that if he leveled with Jimmy, he'd sound like a homo or something. So he said to Jimmy instead, "How are we going to get paid, huh? These police act like we ain't even got the right to ask. Christ, 2 days down here clamping onto these old wrecks and not a word about our money. You got any idea what we supposed to be looking for?" The barge had hoisted up the 5th old junker of the day, slime and muck running from the auto and slopping noisily back into the water. The crane swiveled like a dinosaur against the gray bayou overcast, bearing its cargo over the inclined concrete channel banks. At the last instant, the chain slipped. The car's rear end crashed down, recoiled violently, and settled on creaky springs. Harry looked over the vehicle's outline. 76 T-Bird, Harry thought. A real pussy wagon in its heyday. Jimmy said, "All I know is it's a co-op deal between the city and Channel Board cops. I finally got up the nerve to ask about getting paid, and get this, that—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?